Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I thank you for joining me today, and we are going to recap and conclude the message I've been sharing, which I feel is such an exciting and important message for the hour in which we're living, a house full of glory. And there's some beautiful examples that we have learned from the book of Haggai. Those first two chapters are so rich and powerful in terms of what God is telling us. He was lovingly rebuking the people of Israel at that time. As I shared, basically when they had been returned to the land, the foundation of the temple had been laid, but there was opposition and the work stopped. And then just years went by and they became complacent and involved in their own lives. And God raised up a prophet by the name of Haggai, and he spoke to them in that first chapter. And he said, "Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house," referring to the Lord's house, "lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." He says that twice in verse 7. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." Basically, like much of today's modern complacent church, we are just interested in being blessed and prospered and just walking in victory and concerned about the things that pertain to us. Because basically, unless the Spirit of God begins to deal with a person, the carnal nature, that's the basic carnal nature. It's all about me. It's all about self. I had to call some of the worship song. It's just how you make me feel, how you can bless me, Lord. My goodness. I remember back in the 60s and 70s, and you know, we used to sing scripture songs, you know, "He is exalted, He is exalted on high." Anyway, I don't want to get on a tangent, but beloved, we have gotten very self-centered. And why? Because this is the nature of the very society in which we are living. It's all self-focused. It's all very selfish. And so just as the Lord was rebuking the people in that day, that they had lost any desire to be concerned about the Lord's house, He's saying to us, how many of you, my people, are you concerned about the things that concern me? That in these end days, are you concerned about souls being saved? Are you concerned about representing in a truthful and loving way the gospel of the Lord Jesus? And it's not even sometimes in the words you speak, beloved, it's your attitude, it's your demeanor, it's the expression on your face. Are you, by your actions, your attitude, by your example, a living epistle that all the world can read? Even people that don't know you, they can, a person walks in the room and you begin to discern, you begin to understand. And we need to be those living epistles so filled with the Spirit of God that wherever we are going, we have to understand Jesus goes with us. He dwells within our spirit. The Spirit of the living God has chosen to dwell in a tabernacle made not with hands, and He is the head of the body. His body is composed of lively stones, fitly framed together as He chooses, as He desires, and He wants to fill this house with His glory. We rejoice as we read the book of Acts, the glorious signs and wonders and miracles that were accomplished. That's how the church grows, beloved, and preaching the Word of God, not by having coffee bars and smoke machines and things that just are appealing to the masses. Oh, come just as you are. We'll accept you. No, if you have signs and miracles, that's what's going to bring the crowds. It worked in Jesus' day. It worked in the time of the apostles. And beloved, people are desperate. They want change. They want to see the reality of God. And we, if we will do it the Lord's way, if we will humble ourselves and pray and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways and put the Lord Jesus Christ first in all of our ways, we will begin to see the very same things. Because, beloved, let me just review. What are the lessons that were learned in this book of Haggai? As we saw, looking at it, Chronicles, when we saw that first glorious house that was built by Solomon, there was a reverent attitude. There was a spirit of dedication. There was a new sense of direction or vision, if you will. All the people came together, and there was selfless giving without measure. That's what they did. They couldn't even number the sacrifices that were brought. There was a recognition of God. There was, and that encompasses that recognition of God, a revelation of His nature. It encompasses a reverential fear of the Lord. There was a spirit of unity. And of course, there was worship and praise. 120 priests on trumpets. Can you imagine this glorious sound of that? And beloved, we have looked back to the days of the early church where there were signs, wonders, and miracles. The dead were raised and thousands were added to the church daily. Listen to what the book of Haggai says, that second chapter, and in verse 6, the Lord is going forward in time. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house, saith the Lord of hosts, with glory, with glory. I believe He is speaking to His end time church, the remnant that follow after the bridegroom, the bride who is filled with the love of God and the love for her espoused, her betrothed. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord. And listen to this. This is why I believe we can experience a presence and a glory of God that's going to come in these end days. Verse 9, hear it. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. The glory of the latter house. Beloved, I believe there's going to be such a powerful manifestation of God's presence for not only salvation, but for healing, for deliverance. And beloved, our personal temples and our lives, we will be filled with the Holy Ghost. In John, the 17th chapter, Jesus said, "And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them." Isn't that mind-boggling? The glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. That, why? For this purpose, that they may be one, even as we are one. Praise God. So a personal infilling, a walking. If we live in the Spirit, Paul tells us, let's walk in the Spirit. Let's be filled with the very fruit of the Spirit, the very character, the personality of Christ, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. Let us walk with the very nature, the compassion of Jesus. Let's willing to prefer one another, to see others encouraged and built up. Oh, beloved, if we do things God's way, how glorious it will be. What joy there will be in experiencing the presence of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord again in Haggai 2:9. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord, and in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. For my beloved, yea, hear the word of the Lord. I am doing a work, saith God, that the enemy cannot stop. I am doing a work, yea, in your life and in the lives of my people, all those who are seeking my face, all those who love me. I will pour out an anointing that will cause every single yoke to be destroyed in your life, that you may walk in a fullness and in a joy and in a peace and in a liberty that you have never known, says the Lord. It shall not be as in days past, where you you have struggled and you've gone forward a step and seem to have slipped back two steps, but I am going to cause your feet, your way, your courage and your inner man to be strengthened, that so you can walk in the path that I lay out before you. You shall not turn to the right nor to the left, but you shall hear my voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And you shall set your face as a flint upon the things of your God, and you shall not listen or hearken to other voices, for you shall be led by my spirit, and I shall bring my people together, and I will fill the house of the Lord with my glory. My spirit is moving among every tribe, among every people, kindred, in every nation and tongue. People who have not known me, behold, I am revealing myself to them, and I am bringing multitudes in, yea, that I may have a people that will walk and talk with their God. And it shall be as it was even in the beginning, even in the Father's heart, where he fellowshiped with his first children, Adam and Eve. So shall it be in these latter days. And I shall fill my house, I shall fill my people with the very glory of the Lord. And it shall not be a hard thing, but it shall be in my timing and in my way, as my people repent, as they are willing to lay everything before me, as they are willing to give of their time and their talents and all that I have blessed them with into my hands. Lo, I shall do a work, and I shall bring forth my people, and you shall come forth, beloved. Though you may be tried as with fire, you shall come forth as pure as gold, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I feel the presence and the anointing of God. This is something that is dear to God's heart. All we can say is, yes, Lord, do your work. Amen and amen. Well, I bring this broadcast to a close, and I pray that you've been stirred and inspired by the word of the Lord, that the glory of the latter house shall exceed that of the former, beloved. We're living in this time. We're living in these hours. We're living in which a time we shall see the Spirit of the Lord do such a work that those greater works he said we shall do, because he goes to the Father, shall be seen and experienced in our own lives, that Jesus alone shall be glorified. Praise God. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write and share those needs. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, I'd love to hear from you. Won't you write? The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and I assure you of my daily prayers in your behalf. I thank the Lord for the privilege of being able to share this time, as we do every day on the broadcast. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.